you're getting a bit excited. You say, well, maybe they'll be home all right if I just don't too much.
Don't worry too much. Okay. Lord, I can't help it. I mean,
you
when I
was
children, growing up, them big boys, when they was out, I might lay down.
Mm-hmm.
I might close my eyes. I didn't go to sleep
yeah.
till they dotted the door. Because
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what could happen
yeah.
to them.
The disease of the joints is called what? And a lot of times when people start getting old, they say they have something in their hands. They can't move it like
mm-hmm.
they
can. Well, let's see.
You're getting old and your joints are stiff and aching and
stiff,
you say you got a touch of the...
Arthritis, I reckon, is about the worst bone disease. I know they used to call it rheumatism. I believe it's still rheumatism, but the name's been changed.
Okay, this is a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. Have you ever heard of a disease like that? You got blisters on the inside
no,
of the throat?
No, ain't that called a... what is strep throat? Is there any sores inside?
No, it's worse than that. It's a disease where children choke at night and it's diphtheria. Oh, okay.
Diphtheria.
This is a disease that makes you yellow.
That's called yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what an old white lady told me one time was good for that. That yellow jaundice, she says, go to a peach tree that has yellow peaches and cut into the bark, cut off and get the inside of the bark and put it in water and drink it. And that would kill it, would kill yellow jaundice.
All right, when you have your appendix taken out, you say that you have had an attack of...
appendix, huh? Attack of... when you have your appendix...
taken out, you say that
you've had an operation.
Okay,
for your appendix to be removed.
But now you have a pain down here. You got a pain down here, and you have to have an operation. And do you know what you call this kind of operation?
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
In this side, you have pains, and I've got two children that's been operated on for appendicitis, and that's the son next to Janie. And my daughter that's sick in Detroit, she had appendix. And Clarence said he happened to go in, and she was in the basement washing, and said she was sitting down, scrooched up, and said her face was swelled up, and she looked like it was swelled all over. So he says, what's the matter, Alberta? And she says, I don't know what's the matter, Clarence. I'm just hurting all over. So he says, well, now you... Isco says, get ready, let's go to the hospital. Says, if you two feel too bad to get ready, says, let's go. And said he carried her and said he just got her there, an appendix bursting.
Mm. Mm. Now, if someone should eat something that doesn't agree with him, and if it wouldn't stay down on his stomach, you might say that he had to do what? If it comes back up through the mouth, what is he doing?
Well, he's vomiting.
All right. Do you know of any other terms they used to use for vomiting?
Lord, I won't tell you. Well, I want to tell you one thing. I'll tell you what, a simple something that's good to turn a sick stomach down.
Mm.
I have just got suddenly sick and just look like wanting to vomit.
Mm.
If you can get to the soda box and get you half a teaspoon full of soda, right smart in a spoon, and put it in your mouth and drink you some water,
mm-hmm.
you won't hardly vomit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it'll turn that sick